Welcome to MadTech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and today we've got some really interesting developments across the ad tech and media landscape. First up, Netflix just signed a landmark deal with TF1, France's largest commercial broadcaster. This is really huge because for the first time ever, Netflix will actually host live traditional broadcast content. TF1 is set to distribute all five of its linear channels through Netflix in France, alongside a massive catalogue of over 30,000 hours of on-demand content. Legacy broadcasters are adapting, leveraging global streaming platforms as linear viewership and ad revenue are declining. Moving on, President Trump is set to sign a third executive order, giving TikTok another 90-day extension. This lets the app continue operating in the US while negotiations carry on. It follows legislation requiring ByteDance to divest TikTok's US operations or face a ban. The White House stated Trump doesn't want TikTok to go dark. TikTok is also doubling down on international growth. In Japan, they're preparing to launch TikTok Shop. According to Nikkei Asia, recent updates to TikTok Japan's privacy policy, specifically referencing shopping features, have fueled speculation that a formal launch could take place as early as this month. Finally, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, has opened a consultation on whether to lift those legally binding commitments Google agreed to in 2022 regarding its privacy sandbox. This follows Google's April reversal of plans to prompt Chrome users to disable third-party cookies. The regulator says this move significantly reduces the risk of anti-competitive harm. They're now seeking public feedback on this proposal, with submissions open until July 4, 2025. That's all for today's MadTech Daily. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dot, and I'll catch you tomorrow with news from the ever-evolving world of ad tech and media.